This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Detectives with the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office have arrested a man wanted in connection with an armed robbery in July, as well as for a string of burglaries in northern Mendocino County over the past several months. Detectives arrested 34-year-old transient Trevor Jackson, who was considered the ringleader of a group of suspects who attempted to rob a Laytonville marijuana grow before the victim was able to flee and call for help. Shots were fired during that incident, and Jackson, who had managed to elude deputies several times since, is facing a slew of charges. A second suspect, 29-year-old Josh Hanover, was arrested in late July. A contractor has made quick work of what was left of the Blue Heron Motel on South Broadway in Eureka. The city of Eureka has exercised its summary abatement authority to have the building condemned after repeated inspections found health and building code violations. The Blue Heron, owned by Floyd and Betty Squires, was one of 11 properties inspected by the city earlier this month that were found to be in violation of all sorts of city ordinances. The Blue Heron, which was the site of an arson fire last week, was deemed a threat to public safety and is in the process of being demolished. The forecast for the next few days for communities along the coast calls for sunny, warm weather. It's going to be warm inland as well, and not so sunny, as triple-digit temperatures and heavy smoke from several fire complexes impact communities in the Klamath River drainage. Air quality for areas around Orleans, Witch Peck, Hoopa, and Willow Creek will range from poor to unhealthy, and the hot, dry weather will lower the relative humidity. That will make conditions for fire crews battling the Orleans, Eclipse, and Salmon August fire complexes more difficult. Those fires have scorched nearly 100,000 acres combined, and firefighters will also have to deal with smoke impacts from the Chetco Bar fire in Curry County. Highway 96 has also been impacted by the fires, and motorists can expect delays, temporary road closures, and detours due to heavy fire equipment moving through the area. In June, a Humboldt County jury found 38-year-old Billy Joe Giddings guilty of second-degree murder in the killing of Trevor Harrison, with a special allegation of using a firearm, as well as four counts of assault with a firearm, following a violent altercation in May of 2015. Giddings shot and killed Harrison at Harrison's mother's residence during a marijuana deal gone bad. Yesterday, Giddings was sentenced to 52 years to life in prison by Judge Dale Reinholdson, and he will have to serve at least 52 years of that sentence before being eligible for parole. The California Highway Patrol is currently recruiting, and there will be a recruitment seminar in Eureka tonight for those interested. The CHP will host the seminar focused on what it takes to become a CHP cadet at the training center at the fire station on C Street in Eureka at 6:30. The program is designed to prepare prospective cadets for the application and hiring process. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.